Hi, I'm John Cabral, Marketing and Public Relations Consultant for Erica Record Baking Equipment. On this edition of Baker's Insight, I sit down with one of our sales consultants, Craig Kominiak, to discuss how to effectively slice delicate baked goods in a mass production environment. Craig, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Craig Kominiak, sales consultant here at Erica Record. I have been here for a little over 6 years now. My background before working here is 30 years of working in the bakery pastry positions throughout New York. I started off in the Navy at 19, became a cook, was there for 5 years. Once I did get released from the Navy, I went to the Culinary Institute where I graduated from the CIA up in Hudson, New York. After that, I took various positions at the one at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, where I did fine pastries and large banquets. Then I stayed in hotels as a pastry chef, moved on to a bakery, which is called Ecce Panis, which I was there for 13 years. Started off in one little bakery, took it to a 60,000 square foot plant, producing to 7 stores and about 350 wholesale customers. Moved on to another larger facility and worked in a position as the head baker and pastry chef for Fresh Direct in New York, which is an online grocery store, which we've sold all various different lines of breads and cakes and cookies, etc. So I have 30 years of experience in the baking industry, which helps me in sales and working at Erica Record.
Great. So the first thing I want to talk about are some of the challenges that you're going to face when you try to slice a delicate baked good, especially in a high production environment. Baked goods such as, you know, cream cakes, Napoleons, and Swiss rolls.
Depending on the size of your bakery and your volume, everything has to do with the production level. In a smaller facility, obviously, the challenge is cutting it to size, making sure it's a clean cut, which has to sometimes and most times dip it into hot water and then wipe it to make it look real clean. Otherwise, it drags when you're cutting cheesecakes or cream cakes, like you're saying. And to move faster, then you get into machinery. We represent an equipment company out of Germany, which does a lot of slicing of that type. Mm-hmm. It's not cheap, but it works well. With ours particularly, everything can be cut fresh. Other competition and other types of equipment, the product has to be frozen, usually cut with a guillotine. Ours is cut with a blade, using a lot of calculations in a computer readout to make sure it works just as it's supposed to with soft products.
Earlier, you talked a little bit about, you know, efficiency and precision and accuracy. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Why isn't it as efficient to have somebody like yourself or I go in there and just cut manually? What makes a machine so special that, you know, somebody has to invest thousands of dollars into this type of slicing equipment?
Well, that's the main word, consistency. To slice the same all the time. If you have a lot of cakes to do and you have five or six different people, you have to train them all exactly the same to get it done correctly. If someone's not feeling well, their lack of work for that day comes across sloppily. If not, machinery is there every day, and you can just calculate it of what your product is. Once it's in there, any employee can run the machinery. But if you want things to look good, it takes time to cut it. And people have to have a lot of care for it.
Right. And you were saying too, like today's equipment, you're actually able to program things into the equipment so that, you know, things remain consistent. Is that correct?
Correct. A lot of equipment today is all programmable so that any employee can run it. Non-bakers, someone who can just, even equipment managers who can run equipment can run this. It's just setting in your programs and just bringing up your program of what you're doing for that day, and it runs perfectly.
What about when you're dealing with something such as a Napoleon or a cream cake where you're having all these different types of textures? You're having like a sponge cake or just like a regular cake type consistency. Then you're having something like a mousse or a cream. how do you compensate for something like that, especially when you're purchasing a machine?
In most cases, in large volumes, a lot of the machinery that's out there and has been out for a long time is a guillotine cut, which is very sharp. And mostly what you have to do is you have to actually freeze the cake to avoid all that. Once it's frozen solid block, you're just slicing right through it. So there is no problems as that with different textures and layers. A machine we have, with the calculations, I can actually cut through strawberry shortcake, and knowing where it is at what level, the inches, I can cut faster, I can push a little bit to the degree necessary for that. As a Napoleon, I can know I have to go through a crust, which I saw very fast, then goes to a cream, so maybe all it needs is a little push to the next layer of crust, then the cream again, and then back again, so I can make those adjustments.
And in terms of fresh versus frozen, why would it be better to slice something fresh as opposed to frozen?
Well, there's a lot of time wasted if you have to make your cakes, freeze them, bring them back out. Here, you can make them, produce all your cakes, and then you can take them to a machine and start cutting them. You don't have to have a lot of waiting time to bring them, to make sure they're frozen, to bring them back. So if it goes a little slower in the machine because you're cutting it a delicate product fresh, you're making it up in time from in space of storing it in a freezer and bringing it back out.
Right. One more topic that I hear a lot about is the blade has to be clean. Why is that so important?
Well, otherwise, if you don't clean the blade after every time and you slice it, the blade, if you're cutting cheesecake, as we all know, once you slice one slice, bring it up, you still have residue on the blade. If you use that again and go down through the next slice, that residue is going to be on top of the slice. It doesn't look very attractive when you're trying to sell a cake or present a cake. So that's why each time you have to clean it off if you're doing it manually. Some of the equipment we have has self-cleaners in between every slice so that you don't have to worry about that.
Great. And that wraps up today's podcast. I'd like to thank you and our listeners for joining us today. For more information, please visit our blog at www.bakersinsight.com. That's www.bakersinsight.com. Baker's Insight is a production of Erica Record Baking Equipment. For over 20 years, we continue to provide our customers with both excellent equipment and outstanding customer service. Customer service, commitment to excellence, and experience you can trust. That's Erica Record Baking Equipment. For Baker's Insight, I'm John Cabral.